Electrical engineering professor Tom Krupenkin and colleagues at the University of Wisconsin want to reduce our dependence on costly and polluting batteries, especially in portable electronics. They've turned to human power.
We humans are actually very powerful machines.
Krupenkin says a runner can produce as much as 1 kilowatt of power.
So if you can take even tiny amount of that power and convert it into electrical, that would be more than sufficient to power mobile electronics, because things like cell phones consume like 2 watts of power.
Krupenkin and colleagues have embedded a device in a shoe that collects and stores human motion and turns it into electricity. One of the components is an energy harvester, which consists of two small chambers filled with thousands of liquid mini droplets pushed back and forth when you walk.
So it is essentially a flow of a fluid through flexible plastic tube with embedded electrodes, which are covered by special materials that we invented, is actually directly converted into electrical power. Now, output of this energy is stored in a battery, in a regular rechargeable tiny battery of a style that we have in cell phone.
There are no wires in this human-powered mobile phone. It connects to a cellular transmitter, also embedded in the shoe, using low-power wireless technology like Bluetooth. That signal is then relayed by the transmitter to the cell tower. Such a system dramatically reduces power consumption of the mobile device and allows it to operate for a much longer time.
And that means that cell phone will consume very little energy to do that, literally tens of times less.
The components are about the size of a credit card. Krupenkin says the main advantage is the system's always-ready power. Unlike a traditional battery, the energy harvester never needs to be recharged.
Once you start walking, a standard harvester, which we plan to be at about 2 watt output power, would start to produce enough power to power your cell phone immediately.
Krupenkin doesn't expect the device to replace standard batteries, but rather reduce dependence on them.
Helps you because you don't rely on the battery that much, and it also helps because it greatly increases the reliability of your power system. You make a system which is potentially always available to you.
Krupenkin says the technology makes sense for any cell phone or laptop computer user. He also envisions use in remote areas of the world where electrical grids for recharging batteries are not available or expensive, or to relieve the burden on soldiers who must now carry their heavy battery-operated electronic gear into the field. He expects to have a commercial product on the market within 2 years. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.